Across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Good morning, Tony. Now, you're our new journalist.
I am.
When did you start?
So I started just about 2 weeks ago,
I think. Replacing Annie?
I am.
Mm-hmm. And where did you come from?
So I am originally from Newcastle, but...
Gee, you'll get a few points in round this office. You've spoken to Dunny?
I have, yeah.
Did he tell you about the Belmont 16-footers?
He's told me a lot of stories. Yeah. But I just came from Sydney where I was studying. So.
Yeah, where were you living in Sydney?
I lived in Kensington.
Kensington, that's a nice part of the world, right near Randwick Racecourse.
Yeah, literally, that was in our backyard.
Really? Gee, yeah. Do you like the races?
I have never been, actually. So.
Well, you can't go at the moment now anyway, so.
Yeah, true.
All right, well, I'm going to take you to the Tamworth races when we're allowed to go back in there.
Alrighty.
That'll be a good afternoon. We'll get a few crew together and...
Yeah, hopefully.
Excellent, yeah.
New South Wales can keep it under wraps and it won't be too long.
Well, it's a bit strange, isn't it? The Victorians are all locked down now.
Yes, they can stay there.
Of course, I've been a big advocate on this program for many years for closing the border. I think, you know, we should have built the wall, everything. It should have been closed years ago. So I'm stoked that we're not allowed to have the Victorians in. Of course, best thing to come out of Victoria is the Hume Highway, as they say. And it's a very unfortunate thing. I shouldn't make light of it. Now, tell me a little bit about your background. Someone told me you worked on cruise ships.
Yeah, so I spent basically the last 10 years being a dancer. So I worked...
Really?
On cruise ships, and I worked... I did a couple of different contracts around the world. I was pretty lucky. Got to travel a lot, so... Yeah.
Dancing your way around the world.
That's
now,
it.
Was that something you obviously did as a small child and kept going, didn't you? Started young?
Yeah. Yep, so I started dancing when I was 5 because my mum told me that I couldn't start before that.
Wanted to. Okay,
I just loved it. It was like every year I'd just do an extra class and then an extra class and an extra class.
So all styles, modern and...
Yeah, I did a lot of ballet, which is like a really good kind of base for everything else.
Yep,
so going forward to have like a professional career as a dancer, if you've got that technical background, kind of like anything, right? If you start with the like classics, then you've got a good base to go forward. So did a lot of ballet, but I'm not a ballerina.
When you start on the guitar, you start with Smoke on the Water, you know, and those sort of things, the classics, and then you move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's amazing. Good on you. And when did the journalistic bug bite?
So I started writing for an industry dance magazine just to kind of share experiences with younger dancers on how they might get to move into professional work. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I had left school when I was 16, so I didn't do my HSC. So I thought, you know what, I could probably do a better job of this writing if I studied a little bit.
Very good. Cool. What a mature attitude.
I
would never do that. That's why I said I wouldn't never do that.
I started doing my degree while I was overseas, and it was just like a really general kind of communications study. And I loved actually studying film. And then I did my first journalism subject and I was like, damn, this is what I want to do. But I did that like very slowly while I was overseas. So I didn't have any connections. And then I got back to Australia and I was like, I'm going to make this happen. And I did a master's course in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And during that, I kind of like started making connections and doing internships, and I was just like, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave the dancing behind.
Yeah,
full steam journalism.
So you just, so if you were to go out and see a band, I mean, geez, remember when we used to go out and see bands?
Yeah, good old
days. Do you get up on the dance floor and just kill it, and then and everyone goes, whoa?
No, don't do that.
No, it's so weird.
And everyone always expects
everyone
you
else
to
sits
do
down
that.
When
they're
you
like,
do that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, come on, you're a dancer, dance. And I'm like, oh, it's so different when you're like a...
My missus's mum and dad, mum and her partner, they do ballroom dancing.
Oh, yeah,
and whenever there's a dance on, they just get up and just, you know, cut the rug and everyone just goes, God, look at them, wankers.
But partner dancing is so lovely, like, because you can just freestyle it,
yeah,
you know, when you have the basics. You'll have to get in there. I think I'm just jealous.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to ask them to teach you a few lessons.
Maybe so. Now, family in Newcastle?
Yeah, I do. My parents still live there.
Okay, good.
But my brother, he lives overseas, so I miss him.
So you've only got one brother?
Yeah, just the two of us.
That's the opposite of Annie. She's got 11 kids in her family.
That's wild.
She's the youngest of 11. Yeah.
Wow, you'd be a battler.
Oh, she had troubles. Let me tell you, she had some troubles. Yeah, and ambitions, just to be the best me I can be, or something, is it? Or
yeah, I love.
Feels like a job interview.
I love investigative journalism.
Yeah,
so if anyone's
out there
has a little niggle, they want to drop us some news tips.
Go ahead. Yeah. And where can they do that? What's the?
So it's news.
Yep.
NEWS mm-hmm. at 2tm.com.au. That's my email.
News at 2tm.com.au. Now, do you sling them a little spotter's fee or anything like that?
Oh, no. It's more like a passion thing, you know?
Or is that cash for comment?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't take any compensation except for my employer.
Good answer. That was a trick question. You passed. B+. Well done. Now, on Fridays, we used to play a little game called How Average Is Annie with Annie. Okay. Would you be up for that? Would you be up for coming in for that tomorrow?
Yes, but can we rename it?
What would you like to call it? I don't know. A pretty good name, I reckon. How Average Is Tony?
Yep. It doesn't quite have that alliteration, though.
How Average Is Ambro? Did they call you Ambro when you were a kid? Did you have a nickname? Do you have a nickname? That's a good question.
Yeah, we actually did this at the staff meeting the other day.
Oh, did you?
You can't really shorten Tony very much. So no.
Tones. Yeah. Tones and I. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's already taken.
Damn.
I used to work with a singer who called me Semitone all the time.
Semitone? No,
I didn't really like it.
Nah,
yeah.
No,
it was like an extended name.
I'm a no on that one.
My brother used to get Ambro, and then I'd get called
Little Ambro.
I'd get called Little Rob because
Little Rob. Oh,
that was my
okay.
brother's name.
So you look like him then?
Yeah, we do look pretty similar.
Yeah,
you know those face apps that change you from a male to a female?
Yeah, yeah.
We both did it, and we looked like each other.
Oh no, you changed to him, and he changed to you.
Yeah, it was weird.
I have to not do that with my son. I tell you what, I had a card for Gosford RSL Central Coast. And they never updated my photo for 15 years. And now I show it to people and they go, why have they got your son's picture on the on your card? That's me. Yes, yeah, not your grey. Ah.
You're like, it's anyway. His fake ID.
Yeah, that's exact. Well, can't do that.
It may
He's
or
up
may
here
not
at
have
moment.
Been
yeah,
his fake ID.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's lovely to meet you, Tane. Literally, I am meeting you right now.
Yeah.
So this hasn't been a setup or anything like that. I'm expecting big things from you on the news at 6:30, which we're going to play right now.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
Let's go to the States now, see what's happening in the good old US of A, well, the Arizona. Now, stay with me on this one because this is an interesting one. The Arizona Department of Health Services has demanded that 3 gyms close immediately or face court action. Of course, we're talking about the shutdown and the social distancing and all this sort of stuff. The 3 gyms, 2 Lifetime locations, Lifetime Gym, bear in mind what they're saying about this, have garnered attention for their refusal to abide by the governor's order to close after following a surge in COVID-19 cases in the state. The locations were ordered to close by noon Friday or face civil action by the department. Blah, 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 blah. The guy that owns it says, we're going to stay open until we have our day in court, which is Monday morning, which is next Monday morning. Hatton said at a press conference provided to CNN by one of its affiliates. After connecting with the offices of the governor and the director, we are shutting down the indoor fitness portion of our clubs, but we're keeping the rest open. Now, here's an interesting thing. Lifetime has liquor licenses at 2 of its gyms suspended as a result of their continued operation over the last few days. So the governor said, well, we're cancelling your liquor license. This is a gym. So they kind of cut out the excuse if you say to yourself, you know, if you're going down to the gym today and you go, you know what, I'm just going to go to the pub today. Well, they've got a liquor license for their gyms. If you ain't going to close down your fitness salon, we're going to cancel your liquor license. And as you know, that means nobody will be coming. Lifetime Gyms, Lifetime, so you join that for a lifetime, had the liquor licenses at two of its gyms suspended as a result of their continued operation. Isn't that fantastic? They don't have that option here in Australia, do we? We don't have it. We don't have gym with a pub in it, do we? Maybe that's the next thing. And pokies. You can go, yeah, I'm just going to the gym, darling. And I bet they do. Back from a stint in hospital. It cut me open in a couple of places. I was in John Hunter Hospital. This is a true story. Thought I'd share this one with you. I got plenty, but this is one I'll share with you right now. I'm sitting in the ward there, and there's three other blokes in the ward. Well, there's two other blokes in the ward there, and we're just sitting there. I had the window seat, incidentally, which was very nice of them. Thank you, John Hunter, whoever he might be. And they brought this bloke in, and they put the curtains all around him and everything. And the nurse comes in, and she says through the curtains to him, "Oh no, no," he goes, "Nurse," and she said, yeah. He says, "I need to go to the toilet." And she comes over and she says, "Number one or number two?" And there was a bit of a delay and he goes, "Which one's a shit?" I laughed for about an hour. Anyway, I know that was very painful too because my ribs were broken. I couldn't help it. I don't know which one's a shit.
Right across Tamworth and the northwest slopes and plains, this is 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
Gee, Facebook's getting tough, isn't it? A video of nesting baby owls was removed by Facebook for breaking the rules on nudity and sexual activity. Owl porn, I like it. The live stream was set up by Graham Moss, who started sharing the cute pictures of the owls from his Doncaster garden during the lockdown. Yes, he's in London. Maybe we'll get my sister on next week. He claimed his Brockholes Wildlife Diaries page was blocked despite having no inappropriate. Well, what's inappropriate to you may not be the same as what's inappropriate to Facebook. Facebook said it was currently investigating the removal of this post. Mr. Moss said more than 500 people had been enjoying his stream and footage of the loving couple with their baby owls. He said he tried to contact Facebook but not been able to reach anyone. That's a big surprise. Have you ever tried to ring Google or Apple? You can't get onto them. I went to my site to see how many visits the adult owls had been making into the box to feed the chicks, and the footage had gone. In its place was a message stating the stream had been removed because it breached community standards on adult nudity and sexual activity. Those owls, I mean, they've already got kids, I suppose. Time to get back into it. Mr. Moss, who'd been self-isolating, set up the webcams to enable others to see something they wouldn't normally see. Well, you see, that's probably what he said. Check this out. This will be something you haven't seen before. Facebook had just gone, right, that's got to be nudity. Anyway, he's appealed it. I thought it had sorted itself out and they would see it for what it is, a wildlife site filled with badgers, foxes and, let's not say, beavers. It's crazy. The only thing I can imagine that somebody has maliciously reported the site, I can't even imagine why. There were originally six chicks. See the crossover here? You want to see six young chicks nesting in my backyard. Anyway, yeah, but we move on.